Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, so lots of ships to watch going by on this gray and kind of foggy day this morning. On today in our marine weather forecast, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming westerly 10 to 15 in the morning, then easing later on in the afternoon to 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves from the west 2 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and west swells 5 feet high at about 10 seconds. Patchy fog before sunrise, and it looks like at least in Astoria, we still have that river fog happening here, and rain is in the forecast today. And today we're going to hear from a voice that you may find familiar on the Ship Report. Captain Robert Johnson came into the studio yesterday, and I interviewed him all about ship air pollution and new regulations that are coming into effect January 1st. So we're going to be talking about that this week and maybe into next week, talking about what exactly do ships do in terms of pollution, and what are the new regulations, and how will they affect shipping and the pollution that is being contributed to the overall burden of pollution on the planet by ships. So, but first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 4 inbounders, 11 in our Astoria anchorages. So we have some at the Rice Island anchorage and some at the in the regular Astoria anchorage. 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance. She's a Crowley Maritime-owned vessel. Arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland, she's carrying refined petroleum, and she will probably pass Astoria around 10 a.m., arriving in Portland around 4 p.m. The Grand Pace is leaving South Korea, I mean, is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland, for the port of Portland's car docks there. She's carrying brand-new Hyundais. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 6:30 p.m., and that would put her in Portland about maybe around a little after midnight. The American Freedom is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She's carrying refined petroleum. She will pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. and about 6 hours later be in the Portland area. The BBC Gdansk is arriving from China, headed for Longview, picking up logs there, passing Astoria around 11:30 at night. So about 3.5 hours later, you'll see her in Longview. Well, you'll see her running lights in Longview. It'll be pretty dark. Let's see. In our Astoria and Rice Island anchorages, we have the Cephas Ocean, the Equinox Agnandusa, Ionic Katana, the Monegasque Epée, the Gracia Universalis, the Southgate, the Explorer Oceana, the Ocean Pearl, the Daria Jaya, the Penta, and the Atalanta. These ships are, it's highly likely that all these ships are going upriver to pick up wheat. That's just the time of year it is. But for the moment, they're all waiting in the anchorage. And our outbounders, the Celsius Monaco is leaving Portland with probably something like biodiesel, some kind of refined petroleum on board, but could be biodiesel from that facility. Leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, then around 11. The Theodore Oldendorf is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board. And she's probably going to leave around 5:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30. The Agios Sostis is leaving Kalama. She came in with steel on board, so could have ballast water going out. Leaving around 11:30, passing Astoria outbound around 5:30. Ships take on ballast water to help them hunker down in the water and be more stable at sea when they don't have cargo on board, because cargo accomplishes that. And ships are actually quite a bit more stable when they do have a lot of cargo on board at safe levels. And the Wise Young is leaving Kalama, probably wheat on board there around midnight. Well, today I want to play an excerpt from an interview that I did yesterday with Captain Robert Johnson. We're talking about IMO 2020, which are International Maritime Organization worldwide rules to limit ship pollution. Here's Captain Johnson.
Shipping is recognized as a major source of air pollution. The industry's taken a long time to own this problem, but they have, and they're now moving forward both through regulations and through responsible stewardship of the industry to move forward and address the issue. And on the regulation side of it, there's a new regulation going into effect January 1st, 2020, which is referred to in the industry as IMO 2020. IMO is the International Maritime Organization, and it's the UN body which governs international shipping. So the international rules pertaining to ships' pollution are contained in the International Convention on the Prevention of Pollution from Ships, which is also called MARPOL. And it was originally in 1997, and the MARPOL Convention has been amended again in 1997 and also since then. And it includes Annex 6, which is titled Regulations for the Prevention of Air Pollution from Ships. So IMO 2020 is dealing with the air pollution from ships. And Annex 6 regulates and puts a cap on the sulfur content of the fuel that's burned by ships. There are also smaller areas which have higher standards than the international standard, of which North America is one. So ships coming into the Columbia River must burn oil that has a sulfur content of less than 0.1% sulfur since 2015. Other emission control areas include the Baltic Sea, which was the first one, the North Sea, North America, and the U.S. Caribbean.
So in those areas, ships have to use a different kind of less polluting fuel in those areas?
Yes.
Okay.
And the standard fuel that's used by a ship today has 3.5% carbon. The standard fuel that is used by ships today has 3.5% sulfur content. And these are all regulations to reduce that sulfur content.
So you can see this is kind of complicated stuff, but it's very important stuff. And it will regulate how much air pollution ships can put out into the air. And so it's almost like a bill that would be put before Congress with all sorts of provisions in it. But the outcome will be that ships will have to comply with this and reduce their contribution to the global air pollution. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. We'll talk more about this tomorrow on The Ship Report.